clouds will pass away, the sun shall shine someday. Darling, you tore the door hard.
Darling, you tore the door hard.
Having blamed me right from the start. His torn heart is broken.
Parting word is spoken. Darling, you tore the door hard. They'll be true. Darling, you toyed with a toy heart.
Darling, you toyed with a toy heart. I think you played the game right from the start. This toy heart is broken when parting words are spoken. Darling, you toyed with a toy heart. About 1963, I went to hear Bill Monroe, one of the first times I ever heard him play, at New York University, NYU, where I was a student at the time. And he had a great band that night. He had Bessie Lee, Malden, the Carolina Songbird, on bass. He had the great Jack Cook on guitar, and he had the great Kenny Baker on fiddle. And he had a young banjo player who was playing his very first gig with the Bluegrass Boys, Del McCurry. And, that was history being made right there. And Del, he played flawless banjo. I mean, amazingly clean, accurate, Scruggs-style banjo playing. And, but later, and Bill Monroe offered him a job as his regular banjo player right off the bat. And maybe you should explain the rest of this.
That's all true.
That don't look like a banjo.
No, it don't. Banjos look better than this old guitar does. Well, you know, he did offer me a job that night, because that's the first I played with. We got up to New York City, and I thought, well, we'll go up there and rehearse, you know, and get everything down just right. And I was fooled. We tuned up and walked out on stage. I never sung or played anything with him before that night. But I'd been playing about 10 years, and so I knew what I was doing, kind of, you know, and I kind of faked my way through anything then. But, you know, later on, he offered Bill Keith a job and myself, and so it wound up.
Bill Keith being another banjo player.
Right, great banjo player, you know, and wound up that he wanted me to play guitar, and Bill Keith wound up playing the banjo, and that's exactly what Bill Monroe needed at the time. He needed that new style of banjo playing that Brad Keith was doing. He called him Brad, you know, because, you know, Two Bills in a band's too many.
My real name is Del, but we couldn't have
it. We had to change it to Dahl years ago, you know. But, you know, so Bill Keith told me that he tried out on guitar too, but he said, I'm no guitar player. And I said, when I heard him play, I thought, I'm no banjo player. When I heard Bill Keith play, you know. But, you know, that's the way we worked out that way. We did most of 1963 as banjo player and guitar player.
And lead singer.
Yes, I did have to do lead singer.
Where would Bluegrass bluegrass music be today if Del McCurry didn't sing and play the guitar? Well, you know, that band was a powerful band, one of Phil's very greatest bands. And I went to see that band as many times as I could. And Bill would always feature his lead singer on a solo number in the show. And invariably, Del would sing this next number. And so we'd like to kind of show what was happening back then, and it's still happening now.
I hope I can do it.
Yeah, I know you can. It's called The Dark Hollow.